Happy Tuesday, Mark.
Happy Tuesday, Susie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I can't believe it is August 15th. Like
ripping through the year.
Ripping through the year.
How many times have you been asked in the last week about the vague email we sent?
You know, I live in my own little nook of smarty-tailing, and I don't talk to anybody.
Well, I've been asked quite a bit, and I'm kind of proud of myself. Because on one hand, if we're friends and you trust me with something important, a secret or something, I'm a vault. Doesn't open. Nobody will ever know. But for things like this, when people, I'm the worst. So I'm so
because
proud.
You know, because we know we're going to tell everybody. It's not like...
I can't do it. I'm so proud of myself because I've been asked a lot, and I've been just as a brick wall of no information. I've been amazed at myself.
I'm amazed at you as well.
Yeah, I would have thought I would have slipped and just given it up by now, but I haven't. So it's good, and we're close. Now we're what, a month away?
We are about a month away.
Exciting.
It is very exciting.
Not as exciting as new electric bike content in the library.
No. So we don't always talk about our, you know, the complimentary content that our agency team puts together that we release every month. It's easy just to kind of be like, oh, yeah, we just do that thing all the time. But I thought this was a really cool example of how our complimentary, aka free, content has evolved over time. This looks like, I don't know, this looks like a page that someone would pay for.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's live. We did highlight that in the last like monthly marketing update blogs. If you want to kind of check it out there, it's live in your library and in your site admin. Check it out.
Beautiful.
Utilize it.
Yes, use it. Use that stuff. Yes, it's great. It's great for organic search. It's great for paid search destinations. Mostly it's just good for your customers. They like information like that where it's educational and it leads them into a purchase path, and that's a win for everybody.
Yeah, I think it really highlights the benefit of buying from you, the local bike shop. One more important note, I believe in that preview it does feature Trek lifestyle images. Just let us know. If you don't carry Trek, that doesn't mean you can't utilize that page. We're happy to swap out those images.
It just breaks your heart that we don't get more requests to swap out images, doesn't it?
Dude, how many times have I feel like I've made it my mission to bring that up at least once a month on this.
Well, it's important because I do think people either assume that they don't have that brand, so it doesn't work for them, or that there'd be some sort of cost to swapping those images out, and it's just not.
Nope, you just gotta ask. That's excellent. It. Yeah. Wildly unrelated. So for a while now, Colorado has instituted, is that the official word? The Colorado retail delivery fee. So we did add that to the site admin, so you can add that to customers' orders. Wow, I'm not good at these official. Tell me to talk about like taxes and fees. we did add that. We did make an update just in the past, 24 hours or so, to make it optional, so that there is a little checkbox. If you go to settings and catalog settings, you'll find that at the very bottom of the page, the default is off. So if you would like to apply that fee to your customers' orders, that's where you can do it.
We want to help. We'll point you to that box, but we can't really help make the decision on whether or not you're liable for that. So something you have there's some rules around it. If you are required to collect it, you really should collect it. It's remarkably cumbersome for a 28-cent fee, 27 cents. It's not much.
27.
But amazingly complicated, but we did the work for you. Just check the box if you need it, and it'll show up in the right spot in its own line item, just like the rules tell it to.
Yeah, and I think in the Help Center, we do link to like the Colorado Department of Revenue or whatever article if you want to check it out there and then talk to
tax people, maybe accountants, I don't know.
Not Mark and I, especially not me, clearly.
Read the article if you feel like you need to collect it per the rules. Check the box. If you don't, don't.
Yep. Cool. more complimentary content, I wanted to bring this one up. We don't always talk about here, at least. We talk about it in other ways. Please open those emails that I send you. We don't always talk about the complimentary content that we create in partnership with brands and suppliers. You know, whether it's a national campaign, a sale, or a product release. So, but this one's just a little bit different. So I just want to make sure we gave it a little bit of attention. Trek released a new Super Caliber, and we did create some complimentary content. Although this did not become a Trek Connect retail marketing campaign, this is live in our library, in your page library. So you can go ahead and install it and promote those bikes if you've got them.
It's a very nice page.
It is really quite lovely.
Yeah. Good.
It's like inspiring, honestly.
It almost makes me want to ride a mountain bike.
Wow. What do we need to do to get you on a mountain bike?
We're not doing that. I think of all the cycling things I could do, the highest probability of me hurting myself is on a mountain bike. I possess none of the skills necessary.
There are lots of kinds of trails.
Okay. I would trust you. If you told me this trail was safe for a skillless roadie, a mountain bike skillless roadie, I would give it a try.
Sounds like a mission. What about our Tuesday tech tip?
Well, this one, it comes up every once in a while. When you put a catalog section on a page, which is a very common thing to do, we encourage it. It's an excellent way to drive somebody deeper into the catalog to find specific things. But by default, those catalog sections will have a little button under them that says view more. And so let's say you have a section with mountain bikes in it, and there's, I don't know, six or seven that scroll across, and you want to view more mountain bikes. You can click that button. The resulting page that comes up when you click that button has a bit of a unique build and URL. And often people will use that URL to that page in an email or an ad or somewhere. And that's a bad idea because that page doesn't really exist anywhere. It only exists because of that button. And what usually happens, and it happened twice this week, in our client success team, is that later you really don't want that page showing up anymore. You don't have those bikes anymore. You don't care about that brand. Something, some reason comes up, but Google has indexed that page because you used it somewhere and it just can't get rid of it because that section's gone off that page. There's no way to find that page and stop it. So just a bit of advice. If you need to link to a page full of mountain bikes, just build a catalog link page with those categories or brands or whatever, or use the link from your site navigation to that particular category, but don't use the link that is that view more button. You will likely regret that at some point down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great tech tip.
It's a frustrating thing.
Yeah, I do see the questions a lot of like, you get that URL, like you said, it doesn't look like the other URLs like that you actually create on your website, and people can't find it.
It works. So it's a functioning page. Nothing wrong with it other than it's this odd way that it gets produced, and one day you'll want to not have that page active, and there's really just no way to find that. It's very persistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, on that note, Mark is heading back to the South this week.
Tomorrow
for a couple of days. And in his honor, I wanted to share one of my favorite mac and cheese recipes.
I've reviewed that recipe. It looks delicious.
It is quite delicious. I've pretended like I'm healthy and I've added some broccoli to it. That's an option. Just throw, chop up some broccoli, throw it in with your boiling noodles in the last, couple minutes. Uh-huh. And that's how I've done that. I also, I'm an advocate for cavatappi.
Cavatappi? What is that?
I could be saying it wrong too. It's a noodle.
Oh.
It's like the spirally noodles and then it's got the ridges on the outside. So it's going to be great.
Excellent. So, yeah. Well, there you go.
That's my contribution for the week. I think I'm going to take the rest off.
I was looking for some sriracha. I heard, I don't know if this is true, there's a sriracha shortage.
Yes, I believe that is true. I think it's like a chili shortage.
Well, I just want, you know, I'm going to need some sriracha to make a quarter of a cup, according, although I can, this can be adjusted to taste, it says. So, around a quarter of a cup.
As a someone from the Midwest, raised by a man from Kansas and someone, a mom from the Chicago area, we were a pretty spice-free household. So, while I do my best and I'm trying to adjust, I don't do the full quarter cup.
Gotcha. Yeah. I would probably start there at the quarter cup.
You should.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. I will, I may not have time to make that before next Tuesday, given that we'll be driving for 2 days.
You should make your hosts make it for you.
Okay. My daughter, my daughter's pretty good at that. And my daughter and her husband love to cook, and they are spicy. They cook a lot of Asian food. So they love Korean food and very spicy Indian food.
Can I come?
Sure. It's 1,300 miles that way.
Cool. Clementine and I will jump in the car and we'll see you in Alabama.
Excellent. We'll see you there.
Cool. And we'll see you next Tuesday, I guess.
Yep. See you next Tuesday.